Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays, being brought to you by Hobrons Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Today on this episode of Focus Friday, I am with Holmes County's Clerk to the Board, Susan Shy. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Welcome, Susie. Thanks for joining in on Focus Fridays. We appreciate having you here.
Thanks for having me.
And so we're going to just dive right on because I know you have a lot of jobs that you do. Your official title is Clerk to the Board.
Correct.
And so how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that about 23 years.
Wow. So you're well-versed.
Yes, very.
Now, how did you get into that position?
Well, when I first started, I worked at the Board of Elections for 3 years and then decided to change, went over to the commissioners as a receptionist for about 2 or 3 years, and then our clerk at that time decided she wanted to go to victims assistance, so then the commissioners asked me to move into the clerk spot, and I've been the clerk ever since.
Because you kind of had an idea how things rolled.
Yes, and if I didn't, I just went back to the journals and figured everything out that way.
And so do you need to have any qualifications to be the clerk to the board, or is it kind of something that you can learn to do no matter whether you have any kind of training or anything?
Computer skills and patience. But other than that, no, it's just...
Patience is a fine acquired skill that not everybody has.
Amen. That's right.
And so what are some of the basic day-to-day activities that you participate in as being the clerk?
A lot of times I do resolutions and proclamations, making sure everything's ready for the meetings. I try to do that every day. Also, I try to just make sure the commissioners are always informed about anything and everything that we do, because they need to know what's going on. And
so you're like the buffer to the commissioners.
Yes, exactly.
It's got to go through you before it gets to them.
Correct.
At least meeting-wise.
That's right. Meeting-wise and invitations to, like, we're getting an invitation to the chamber, seeing who's going to go and letting them know who's coming and so who they know to expect.
It's like liaison kind of activities, to use an official term.
Yes.
And so what is something, I mean, obviously you've been in this position for quite a while. I mean, probably longer than some of our listeners have even been able to listen to us.
Right.
What has been some of the biggest changes that you've seen in the office as far as your duties and things in those years?
Duty-wise, there hasn't been big changes. Just making sure I'm keeping up with the changes that the state makes and everything like that. But the biggest change is when we get a new commissioner, adapting to that new person.
And you've seen quite a few commissioners in those years.
Yes, I have.
And it changes the whole dynamic on how it is, I'm sure, for meetings.
Yes. But yeah, that's the biggest adaption, is having it when we get a new commissioner.
Now, do they kind of change, give you kind of an adjustment on how you have to do things to accommodate them? Or is it just getting used to who they are as a commissioner?
Mostly it's getting used to who they are, but a lot is adapting to what they want. So that makes a big difference. And I want to make sure I please the commissioners. So yeah, I will adapt to anything they need.
Well, I mean, you got to keep, that's what the commissioners are, what keeps the county running.
That's right.
All right. So we are going to learn more about what the clerk does for the board for Holmes County. I am with Susan Shy, the clerk to the board, and I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. We are back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I am Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am with Susan Shy, the clerk to the board for Holmes County. And Susan, one of the things you mentioned in the first segment was that you help put together proclamations, resolutions, things like that. What goes into putting those documents together?
Basically, we have to do, for every agreement or every contract we get, we have to do a resolution. And basically what I put in there is what exactly is in that agreement, that the commissioners have reviewed it, and then in the end, I always put in there, like, if there's a cost, a fee, who it is, and that the commissioners have reviewed. And that's basically a lot of my resolutions are that. Sometimes we just get them for just about anything. Proclamations, those are a lot of those we do for, like, this time is Suicide Prevention Month, Recovery Month. A lot of times I get the actual proclamation from the people that want us to put them on, but there's also times that I have to do them, and a lot of times I go online and look for the information to put into these proclamations because I don't know sometimes what exactly
this goes
person
into
is
it.
Expecting. Yes. So,
now, would you like send them what you write and be like, is this what you're looking for then?
A lot of times, no. I do them and just present them.
They're
to the
trusting
board.
You to know
yes.
what you're doing.
I do show them to other people in the office to mm-hmm. make sure they sound like they should. We do a lot of sports proclamations for when the high schoolers go to state. Those I try to, it gets hard when you have
big teams.
East homes that go quite a bit and win, and trying to do a different one every time gets a little challenging, but those mostly are what the proclamations are for.
And then occasionally you get those ones just recognizing people for getting older.
Yes, we've done several of those as well.
Now, do those come at the request of the family of the folks, or is it, you know, somebody that maybe you know? How do those come about?
Most of the time it comes from the request of the family, and then I take it to the commissioners and then to make sure that it's okay with them before I do it. So yeah, that's usually at the request of the family.
Now, with the proclamations, whatever the proclamation is for, if it's for an entity or a person, do they get a copy of that?
Yes, they do. Usually I give whoever has requested it or who it's going to the original. And I try to put them in a nice folder and give them to them.
That's a nice little keepsake, yes, to have. I know with the bicentennial, I got proclamations from a lot of our big reps, and I gave them all to the,
yes,
the county to keep and have in their thing, but I made copies so that I could have them too. I think there's only like one that I don't have a copy of, but it's special, you
yes
know, to be recognized by whether it be the commissioners or a council or your state reps or whatever. So it's nice that you guys do that,
yes,
for folks.
Right. I agree with that because it's, yeah.
And so with like the resolutions, what happens to them after you put them together?
A lot of times I will put them with the agreement or the contract, or if we do like a resolution for a bid award, that we do those a lot, I will give them to whatever department they come from. Most of the time it's the engineer or the planning commission, but that's what we do with those. I usually give them the original, and then we put the copies into the journals.
And what are the journals?
Journals are copies of our minutes, everything that we do for that meeting, whoever we have an appointment with, you know, the pay bills, everything, the resolutions, they all go into the minutes. And we have all the journals and then the minutes are put into the journals, and then we have to keep those forever.
And so we have all of the journals all
yes
the way back to the very first commissioners.
Yes, we do.
We didn't lose those in any of the courthouse or any of those changes. We
no
still have all of those.
There may be one that we can't find. But
that's pretty good for
yes
200 years.
Right, exactly. And we've had them all scanned in as well, so
it's all up to date. And
which is nice because a lot of the older ones are starting to fall apart, and I don't like to have people touch them right now because they'll fall apart. So it's nice having them on backup to be able to have people look at them through the computer then.
Well, some of them are 200 years old.
Yes,
and
they are.
You get a little rough after
yes
a couple hundred years.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about your job and what you do. That is the clerk to the board, Susan Shy, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Back again here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. I'm with Susan Shy, the clerk to the board. And Susan, one of the things that you had mentioned that you do is you set the appointments for the commissioners.
Yes.
And so if you want to talk to the commissioners, you really need to have an appointment.
Correct.
And if you want to go before the whole board, you need to have an appointment.
Yes, you do.
So how do folks go about getting appointments with them? What types of things do they, you know, need to go to the commissioners? How does all that work with that?
Basically, they need to call our office and ask for me. And then one time they're going to come in. And then I also need to know why they're coming in. And that's part of the Sunshine Law. It's not my choice, but we have to put that in there, why they're coming in, because that's part of the Sunshine Law. And we meet on Mondays and the first and third Thursdays. And then Mondays are our business meeting at 10 o'clock every Monday. And at 10:30, we have our new business, old business. So we don't schedule any appointments then. And then the first and third Thursday, we have a couple of standing appointments. But we also can schedule appointments on the first and third Thursday. And those are just discussion only. So those, no decisions will be made on Thursdays.
Those all get taken to the next Monday.
The following Monday meeting. Unless we have a holiday on Monday, then we do meet and do the business meeting on Thursday.
When people talk to you about their, what they want to bring before the commissioners, is everything something that they need to come in, or can they just provide you with information to share with the commissioners?
That's what I do a lot. A lot of times I'll say, hey, can you give me the information for this? And I'll present it to the commissioners, and if they would like to meet with you and are interested in what you have to offer, then I will call you back and schedule the appointment.
And if somebody has something like, hey, I need to get this information to the commissioners, but I work on Mondays, they can give you the information to be presented. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you kind of fill in that role as well.
Yes. And also, they can also call in and talk to one of the commissioners if they can't make it into a meeting.
And then the commissioner can present it then?
Yeah, present it as well. So you can do it that way too.
Because in the meetings, you are also the person who kind of keeps the meetings. You secretary them, you keep the minutes, and make sure that whoever the chairman is following the agenda.
That is correct. Yes, we definitely have to make sure they're following the agenda and doing all the business documents and everything.
Making sure everything gets signed, yes. Approved.
Yes. So I can get ready to distribute everything then to where they need to go.
So you got to make sure that they do the roll call and all the official way to do things. You got to keep them in order.
Yes. Their motion, their second, and the roll call. Yes.
So you're kind of like the rule keeper there.
Amen.
You got to keep them in line.
Keep them in line. That's right. That's tough to do.
It is. There's three people there, and there's agenda. Sometimes your agendas are long occasionally,
yes,
with a lot of business to get through. So you got to keep them on task.
That's right. And that's, like I said, sometimes it's hard to do, but we do it.
Some things, warrant more discussion than others.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And is there anything else, like during meetings and stuff, that is your responsibility or leading into the meetings? When do people need to speak to you if they want to come to a meeting?
Usually I'd like to have it by Thursday by 9 o'clock in the morning, know if they want to come in or if they have anything that needs to be put in the business meeting so I can get it ready for Monday.
Because you send the agendas out on Friday.
Yes, I do.
To kind of give everybody ready for Monday's meeting, because it's first thing for a lot of people.
And we also post the agendas on our website, which is www.holmescountycommissioners.com, and our minutes are on there as well.
You also function in the social media too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So another hat
another
for
hat.
Susan.
That's right. I have many.
But you're keeping everything in that commissioner's building in line.
I try to. I do the best I can.
All right, we'll have more with what Susan does as the clerk to the board for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Back here with clerk to the board, Susan Shy. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And Susan, one of the things you said just briefly that really warrants some breakdown is you say you wear many hats. And I know you don't mean baseball caps.
Correct.
So as the clerk, and we said in the last segment, you keep things in line in the building there for the commissioners. What are some of the other responsibilities and hats that you wear in this position?
I have done maintenance. I have done human resources when our human resource director passed away unexpectedly. Myself and Brian Summers, who was an attorney, took that position over for a little bit until we hired Misty. I have also take care of the clock tower. I have done solid waste. I'm currently trying to help Kevin, our new maintenance person, learn the solid waste and some of the things in maintenance, and it just keeps it interesting.
And you help a lot of those with their paperwork too, and filing things where they need to be filed to keep in compliance and stuff, right?
Yes, a lot of that's with solid waste. We have two annual reports, one that our health department comes and checks on, it's due April 1st, and one that is due in June for the EPA. And then we also have to do a quarterly report for solid waste for the generation fees. And we have to balance right amount of money that has come in and the right amount of money has gone out, and we have to do that 4 times a year.
So you're the paperwork queen, really.
Yes, I am.
And so you're helping all of these departments, and you mentioned that you also are in charge of the clock tower. What's involved with that?
One, making sure the time's correct. A couple times I've been called out at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning when the bell would not stop ringing.
I'm sure folks remember that one.
Yes, they were not happy.
I hear groaning, like collective groaning, yes, from right, the county right now.
Right,
on that.
Yes, that's
at least anybody right in that area.
It's happened 3 times, but the other one was where nobody was in bed, thank goodness. So that's taking care of that and make sure it's running right, and making sure it's just, like I said, make sure everything's going the way it should with it. And we're currently getting ready to light up the outside, have Millersburg Electric put the lights on the outside, and Midstate is going to actually do the brackets to hook to the copper, so we make sure that the lighting would actually probably eat the copper, the plastic around it. So we're going to have copper brackets made by Midstate then as well.
And Midstate is who did the clock tower.
Who actually did the clock tower, yes.
And so are they doing it to where you'll be able to make colors on the tower, or is it just going to continue to be the clock face?
It'll continue to be the clock face because of the way it's turning patina, the outside, and you can't see the color. That patina will actually soak in the color. So no, the outside, unfortunately, will not be lit up.
But you are the one in charge of putting the colors up.
Yes, I am.
And how do you decide when to do that, what colors to do?
A lot of times I get requests. A lot of times I try to do it around holiday time. October for breast cancer is coming up, so I'll do it for that for a while. Like I said, the Pomerene has asked me to do it the last couple of years, to do it to their colors for Nurses Week and things like that. And just whatever holiday, and I try to accommodate anybody who'd like to have it changed.
And so you definitely, with your hats, you are never a dull moment. No. at the commissioner's office.
And that's the way I like it. I've also worked part-time for EMA for a while.
Before they got Jordan.
Before they hired Jordan, yes.
So that's a big job, too. That was in the beginning when the derecho,
yes,
and all that jam. And
that was a lot of work.
There was a lot of work that went into that.
Jason had a lot of work.
You just made sure everything was there.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
All right, well, we'll be back to chat more with you after this. That's Susan Shy, the clerk to the board. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Returning here on Focus Fridays on WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am speaking with Susan Shy, the clerk to the board, and we've gone over a lot of the different things that the clerk does. And you know, we talked about how many different hats, and one of those hats is just filling in where needed.
Yes, I fill in a lot, like out front when our receptionist is off for the, and she also works for the planning commission. I try to fill in for their meetings. She has several meetings that she has to attend. I'll watch the front, and if anybody, the phone for her. And right now we're doing shredding, so I go through the records, retention, to make sure we're not getting rid of something that we shouldn't. So
now, is that something you have to work with each of the departments on, with their paperwork, or is that something you just can work on solely? It's organized by date and it can just roll.
I work on it solo, but our maintenance guy came, and I have him do all the heavy lifting, taking the boxes down.
Of course.
That's right. But we all have a records retention committee, too, that also meets, and they approve the records, your records retention request. So that's what I make sure I go by when we
And every every governmental entity has a records retention policy.
Yes. And it's at the Ohio Historical Society where I get our records retention policy that we approved through the commissioners.
And just because you're shredding certain things doesn't mean that it disappears completely, right?
That is correct. 99.9% of the stuff is in the journal.
And so that's why you have the journal.
That's exactly right. That's what they're there for.
And so how long does it take you to sit and go through all those records and decide what goes? And or is it pretty much you keep it boxed with, okay, this is from this year, it can bounce?
I wish I kept it like that. I'm not that neat, but no, it took me a few days to do this.
And so it's important to filter that stuff out.
Yes, and make sure we don't get rid of things like some of our historical documents. So I have moved them to a room downstairs, so those do not get thrown away even by accident. So
what would be some examples of those?
A lot of it's like leases and things like that, land that we own, things about the children's home and stuff like that. That's
deeds and things like that.
Yeah. Permits, I make sure we have them. Easements, make sure we have all that.
It's always good to have a hard copy of all that stuff.
Yes, yes. That's the stuff I do keep.
Is there anything else that goes into your position, kind of covers by saying, I fill in or I help when needed? Is there anything else that you do that helps out, or maybe that you keep track of that folks need to know they need to go through you, or... You know, because you handle the phone calls, you filter everything. And so if they just have general questions, you're the one there to help.
That is correct. A lot of times, too, the receptionist will send me the phone calls and I try to get them to where they need to go. But she also knows where to send people as well. But a lot of times we have people that come in that I will have to go downstairs and talk to and sometimes calm them down and let them know what they need to do. Because sometimes we get a lot of people that want to come and just walk into the commissioners' meetings. And we can't do that because we already have the schedule full. So I kind of go out there and kind of calm them down a little bit. And then we tell them when we can make another appointment for them if they call back in.
Because there are rules you have to keep per the state. You know, it's not just you're doing this to be mean or to keep people out of meetings. You have to, you know, follow a process.
That's right.
And most meetings have those.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So that's something I try to keep in line. It's tough sometimes, but a lot of times they come in anyhow. So, but that's okay too.
And folks are welcome to come in and observe the meetings.
Yes, they are. They just can't speak.
Unless spoken to.
Unless spoken to. Yes, that is correct. So, and for appointments, we do usually allow a half an hour when we do schedule appointments. But yeah, if you do come in, it's speak if you're spoken to. Yes.
And is there anything else folks need to know about coming to a commissioner's meeting or, you know, requesting things from you or anything that's important?
Really, we pretty much touched on everything that we need to do for a meeting. We do, like I said, the main thing is also knowing why you're coming in. That's one of the main things the commissioners like to know. One, that's in the Sunshine Law. And two, because the commissioners want to know what they're up against when somebody comes in.
They would need to be prepared.
That's right.
So they're not just like, what is this? Especially if it's something they don't know about.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Because while they're the commissioners, there are things that happen that they're not aware of or they may not have ever come upon.
Yeah. I don't want to catch them off guard. So it's always nice to know why the person is coming in to speak with them.
And, you know, making sure they have the documents they need to properly present to the commissioners.
Right.
You're kind of helping both sides.
Yeah, sometimes I go through and get some information for them before the person comes in as well.
And sometimes you can actually handle their situation without needing the commissioners.
That's exactly right. I do that quite a bit. If it's something that I think I can handle, I'll do it.
That doesn't need an official opinion.
Right.
Or
that's right. Or be voted on or anything like that. Yes.
All right, well, we've got one last segment where we'll talk about some of the extras that you do. That is the clerk to the board, Susan Shy, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. We're back one last time here on Focus Fridays with clerk of the board, Susan Shy. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. And as the clerk, there's consistent learning that goes into it, I'm sure. And you mentioned that you are a part of a clerk's association.
Yes, I am.
And so how does that work with clerks? Because you guys are so diverse.
Yes. Well, we meet once a quarter. We meet in different areas each time. And then we go over topics that have, if the laws have changed or something in the ORC has changed, we go over that. And we also have a thing on email where we can email the whole group if we have a question or we need some information, and it goes out to the whole group, and then they reply to us, and then that's how we sometimes get our answers, or they'll give us what we need, and then we can just take it and put it into Holmes County.
So it gives you like a network of assistance.
Yes. It's also intertwined with the Engineers Association, too. So they're both together.
And it's good to, you know, be able to reach out because, you know, there's only one of you in the county.
Yes.
So you may come up upon something that you've never dealt with before. Is that something, the type of thing they would help out with?
Oh, yeah. I've asked many times, and I've also asked for other people that have had questions, and I said, well, hey, let me send it out on the clerk's group, and we usually get the answer then for them. So it works out well.
Networking is important.
Yes, it is.
Very. And so is being involved in your community. And you did mention that you started at the Board of Elections. You still kind of help out with them as well, too.
Yes, I am the polling manager for Mellersburg and Hardy at the St. Peter's Catholic Church.
And the county does encourage employees to work at the polls on voting day.
Yes, they do. They need all the help they can get.
And technically, the Board of Elections is part of the county, so it makes sense.
Yes, sure does. And it's fun. It's a long day, but it's fun.
What do you have to do as polling manager versus just working at a poll?
A lot of times I have to do reports. We do reports twice a day, 11 and 4. If there's any questions or if we have somebody that's argumentative, I take care of them. We have people that curbside voting. We'll need a Democrat and a Republican to go out and take care of them. We have to watch somebody. Sometimes they need help, so we have to have a Democrat and Republic. And sometimes on the ADA machines, we also have to help read to people, and we also have to have Democrat and Republican to do that as well. And at night, I have to make sure everything balances.
So really, you're doing the same type of thing with the Board of Elections that you do every day with the Commissioner Board.
That's exactly right.
So
exactly.
That's how you got to be the manager.
That's right. That's it.
But it's good to be involved in the community, yeah, as well.
And I have a really good group of people I work with. Really good. So
you generally have the same folks that work at the locations.
Usually we change a few here and there, but normally I have, most of them are the same people I work with every time.
And you do things with the community via that, but you are a little bit limited because of working for the commissioners, because it could be a conflict of interest and things like that.
That is correct. That is correct.
But people see you around. You're not hidden in any way.
That's exactly right. That's right. And I try not to stay hidden.
And so if you had to pick one thing about working with the commissioners, being the clerk, as your favorite thing or the reason you would recommend doing this job, what would you say for that?
Meeting people. I mean, I have met people that I never dreamt I would have met. And it's just fun working in government, believe it or not. I really enjoy it. And like I said, meeting people is the number one. With this job, I've met people, like I said, I've never dreamt that I would meet.
From all over, and not just Holmes County.
That's right. That's exactly right. Representatives, senators, you know, it's a fun job. I would recommend it to anybody.
But you're going to be here for a while yet.
Yeah, I got 28 years in, 32, so I got 3 years, 11 months, and about a week. So it's getting limited.
So if somebody's thinking about it, they got about 3 years to figure
it
out.
Right. 3 years, 11 months, yes.
But, you know, there's a lot to it, like we've learned through today. You got to be ready to change hats at a moment's notice.
That's right. And like I said, there's a lot of rules and regulations you got to follow that people really aren't aware of.
That's government.
Right. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, any last thoughts you want to share? Anything?
I know. I just really appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you for coming out and sharing your job. A lot of people see and probably never knew what it was that you did with the county. And now they're like, whoa.
Right. That's what I say sometimes. Whoa.
Well, thanks again. That was Clerk to the Board, Susan Shy. And for Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays have been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Make sure to join in for Focus Fridays each and every Friday right here on WKLM in the 9 a.m. hour. If you happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can catch it on the website, WKLMFM.com. And in the next edition of Focus Fridays, we focus in on Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner, all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.